Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani member by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Gimel, the second parak, Ketzer HaRegel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abaya asked, according to the opinion that Eish is liable as one's koach, as his force, how is Eish exempt from paying for damages of Tamun, something hidden? He explained that it applies where one's fire was contained by his fence yard, but the fence fell, not due to the fire, and burned in another field. Dehasim Kalu Lechitza, for there his arrows ceased, and the subsequent spreading is not his force. The Gemara said, if so, why is he liable at all? It concludes Rabbi Yochanan, besides for holding that fire is considered one's force, also holds he's responsible for it as his property. Thus, the exemption for Tamun would apply where he could have rebuilt the fallen fence, but did not. Shorhu b'latapach ba'ape, it's like his ox, in front of which he did not close the stable door to prevent it from damaging. Since all agree that one is chayv for Eish as his property, the Gemara explains the nafka mina between the opinions, a chayv u'bar b'dvarim, to obligate him in the additional four payments for directly injuring a person. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alf Ambeis taught that a dog which ate someone's biscuit, its owner is responsible. The Gemara explains that it was eaten on the damaged party's property, thus qualifying as ubir b'stei acher, and it consumes in the field of another. The Gemara says this resolves the following inquiry. Pipar kachatzor nizik dami or kachatzor mazik dami? Is the mouth of a cow inside the damaged party's property considered the damaged party's yard, so the owner is liable, or the damager's yard, and the owner is not responsible? This mission proves it is considered the damaged party's yard, because if it's considered the dog owner's yard, he could say, my boy riftach bepumet de kalbe, what's your bread doing in my dog's mouth? The Gemara wonders about the inquiry itself, but how can one ever be liable for Shane if the animal's mouth is considered the damager's property? It answers that it can apply where an animal rubs against a wall or ruins fruit by rolling on it for its gratification without entering its mouth. Since Shane is described as atumo, destroyed until its completion, the Gemara clarifies that the wall had an image that was rubbed out or the fruits were pressed into the mud and destroyed. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Ezu tam ve'ezu muad. Which animal is a tam and which is a muad? Rabbi Yehuda says, muad ko she'idu bo shoshi yamim. A muad is any animal about which they testified about its care and damages on three separate days. V'tama she'yaksu bo shoshi yamim. It reverts to being a tam when it desists from damaging in such circumstances on 3 days. Rabbi Meir says, muad she'idu bo shoshi pamim. A muad is any animal about which they testified about its care and damages 3 times, even on 1 day. It reverts to being a tum whenever children stroke it, and it doesn't gore in reaction. Abai explains that Rabbi Yehuda darshans 3 terms to imply 3 days of damages, about which the Torah states that if he still does not guard his animal, allowing a 4th incident, he pays full damages. Rava only darshans 2 days from these terms, and Rashi explains he obligates full damages for the 3rd incident. Rabbi Meir's position is explained on the following daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, Abaya asked, according to the opinion that fire is chayv as one's own force, how is fire exempt from paying for damages of tamun, something hidden? He explained that it applies where one's fire was contained by his fence yard, but the fence fell, not due to the fire, and burned in another field. Dehasim kalu lechitza, for there his arrows ceased, and the subsequent spreading is not his force. The Gemara said, if so, why is he liable at all? It concludes Rabbi Yochanan, besides for holding that fire is considered one's force, also holds he's responsible for it as his property. Thus, the exemption for Tamun would apply where he could have rebuilt the fallen fence, but did not. Shorhu b'latapach ba'ape, it's like his ox, in front of which he did not close the stable door to prevent it from damaging. Since all agree that one is chayv for Eish as his property, the Gemara explains the nafka mina between the opinions, a chayv u'bar b'dvarim, to obligate him in the additional 4 payments for directly injuring a person. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alf Ambeis taught that a dog which ate someone's biscuit, its owner is responsible. The Gemara explains that it was eaten on the damaged party's property, thus qualifying as ubir b'stei acher, and it consumes in the field of another. The Gemara says this resolves the following inquiry. Pipar kachatzor nizik dami or kachatzor mazik dami? Is the mouth of a cow inside the damaged party's property considered the damaged party's yard, so the owner is liable, or the damager's yard, and the owner is not responsible? This mission proves it is considered the damaged party's yard, because if it's considered the dog owner's yard, he could say, my boy riftach bepumet de kalbe, what's your bread doing in my dog's mouth? The Gemara wonders about the inquiry itself, but how can one ever be liable for Shane if the animal's mouth is considered the damager's property? It answers that it can apply where an animal rubs against a wall or ruins fruit by rolling on it for its gratification without entering its mouth. Since Shane is described as atumo, destroyed until its completion, the Gemara clarifies that the wall had an image that was rubbed out, or the fruits were pressed into the mud and destroyed. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ezu tam ve'ezuhu mu'ud. Which animal is a tam and which is a mu'ud? Rabbi Yehuda says, mu'ud kol she'idu bo shoshi yamim. A mu'ud is any animal about which they testified about its care and damages on three separate days. V'tam she'yaksu bo shoshi yamim. It reverts to being a tam when it desists from damaging in such circumstances on 3 days. Reb Meir says, mu'ud she'idu bo shoshi pamim. A mu'ud is any animal about which they testified about its care and damages 3 times, even on 1 day. It reverts to being a tum whenever children stroke it, and it doesn't gore in reaction. Abai explains that Reb Yehuda darshans 3 terms to imply 3 days of damages, about which the Torah states that if he still does not guard his animal, allowing a 4th incident, he pays full damages. Rava only darshans 2 days from these terms, and Rashi explains he obligates full damages for the 3rd incident. Reb Meir's position is explained on the following daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Gimel, and our standard Siman is Kugelach. Kugelach is a game that kids play with. It's like jacks. So here goes. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizik's property, which had bitten 3 people on 3 different days. Once again, it's a motion. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan holds that besides fire being considered one's koach, his force, he also holds one is responsible for it as his mamon, his property. So when the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis taught that a dog which ate someone's biscuit, its owner is responsible. The Gemara explains that it was eaten on the damaged party's property, thus qualifying as ubir b'stei acher, and it consumes in the field of another. The Gemara says that this resolves the following inquiry, that pipar kachatzah nizik dami or kachatzah mazik dami, is the mouth of a cow inside the damaged party's property considered the damaged party's yard, so the owner is liable, or the damager's yard, and the owner is not responsible. This mission proves it's considered the damaged party's yard, because if it's considered the dog owner's yard, he could say, what's your bread doing in my dog's mouth? So when the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which had bitten 3 people on 3 different days. Which reminds Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding what makes an animal mu'ud and how does it revert to being a tam. So once again, when the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which had bitten 3 people on 3 different days. All right, so now it's time for Four Blot Back Chazara. Daf Yud Tes. So the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The cow kicked up tzroros in Rishus Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht. That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The cow who picked up tzroros in Rishus Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halacha is in a case where a cow kicks tzroros in Rishus Rabim and it damages in Rishus Yachid. So the cow kicked up tzroros in Rishus Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots, which reminds us, we learned that in a case where a cow is excessively swishing his tail, which is less common than ordinary regal, and it breaks something in Rishus Rabim, then the person is pater. So the cow kicked up tzroros in Rishus Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots while eating barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ketzed Hashen Mu'edus, regarding what is an animal's tooth mu'ud, Lechos Ruila, to eat what is fit for it. The Mishnah adds that even in Rishus Rabim, where Shein is exempt from paying damages, the owner must still pay for Hanad derived in the animal. A Braisa teaches that if a cow eats barley, usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey eats vetch, usually eaten by cows, the owner pays full damages. We see from here that anything which is not its normal food, ma'achal al yirei adchak, shmeachila, but would eat it out of necessity, it's called eating and not destructive karen. Daf Chaf, so this Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The 2 people arguing in the Shein cafe, that must be more in Daf Chaf. The 2 people arguing in the Shein cafe whether Hana is paid according to Demei Amir or Demei Sa'orim Bezol, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that for Shein damages in Rishus Rabim, one pays for Hana the animal derived. Amarim dispute the amount paid. Rabbi says the me'amir, he only pays the value of the straw for the amount eaten, even if the animal ate relatively expensive barley, because the owner can say he would have fed the animal straw and only benefited that amount. Rava says to Mesa Orin Bazol, he pays the value of barley when it's inexpensive. So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Sorin Bazol woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, which reminds us, Rav Chisra related to Rami Bar Chama a discussion which he had missed. Hadar b'chatzur chaver shomad daito, if one lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge, does he have to pay him rent or not? The Gemara clarifies the case with a yard which is not for rent, but a person who usually rents. It's therefore a case of zenaneh v'zol chaser. This one benefits, and this other one does not lose. Can the one living there say, what loss have I caused you by staying there, since he doesn't rent it out anyway? Or can the owner say to him, you have benefit staying in my yard, since he would have had to rent another residence? So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid, according to Deme Amir or Deme Sorin Bazol, woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, who was informed by a waiter that the stone he had been sleeping under was Hekdesh, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if one takes a stone or a beam from Hekdesh and builds it into his house, he doesn't commit Me'ilah until he dwells under it a pruta's worth of dwelling. Daf Chafal, so the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car, ka. So here goes. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car, ka. That must be more Daf Chafal. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, which reminds us, Rav Sechora said in the name of Rav Huna, quoting Rav, that one who lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge does not have to pay rent because of the pasuk which says, Ushiya yukas shar, and through desolation the gate is broken, meaning an uninhabited house is destroyed by demons. The one residing there thus has benefited the owner by inhabiting it, keeping away these demons. So the terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis taught that if an animal ate from the sides of the street, it is liable and not considered damage in Rishus of Rabim. Rav says, Uba Machazeris, this is even where it turns its head to reach the food on the side of the street, for although an animal may be brought to Rishus of Rabim, the damage took place where people commonly leave produce, since animals do not usually turn their heads there. Shmuel says, Afil machazeris nami pater, even where it turns its head to reach the produce, he's exempt from paying because it's considered ordinary shane in Rishus HaRabim. So the terrified demon who drove off in a sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food as the dog jumping off the roof onto pots and pans watched him go by, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Akel v'gadish kafsim rosh agag, if a dog or a kid jumped from the top of a roof and broke utensils when landing, the owner pays full damages because they are moved to jump and it's a told of regal. The Gemara infers that he only pays if they jump from the roof, but if they had fallen from the roof and broken the kelim, he would be exempt because this was not expected. Daf Chav Beis. So the Simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be more Daf Chav Beis. Cab. The cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Isho Mishum Chitzav, fire is considered one's arrows, meaning one's force, or if Isho Mishum Mimono, fire is considered one's property. So, the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, which reminds us, one who sets fire to a heap of grain, and there's a goat bound to it and a slave near it, and they were all burned, the person must pay for the grain and goat, for although the slave died from the fire, and one cannot be liable for murder and monetary damages from the same act, he's not responsible for the slave's death, who could have run away. If the slave was bound and the goat was not, he's exempt from payment because he's responsible for killing the slave, which carries the death penalty. So the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, notice an adult nearby who just handed a coal and a flame to a cherish, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Shleich is Be'ira B'yad Cheresh Shot V'kad, one who sets a fire through a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor, meaning he handed them a fire and a damage, is exempt from paying Medine Adam in the laws of man, meaning Beis Din does not force him to pay, but is high Medine Shemaim, he's morally obligated to pay. The Gemara will distinguish a case with coal versus a case with a flame. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you have a case of one setting a heap of grain on fire that killed a goat that was tied up to it, as well as an Eved that was standing nearby? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number two, which dealt with the case of Zenene Vezeu Chaser, with a man who usually rents, sleeping in a courtyard that one usually does not rent out. That's on Daf Chaf. Good, number three. Which Daf do Machlokes Tanaim if Tzoros pays only half damage, one case being that of a hog kicking pebbles and damaging. That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number four. Which Daf we have the question if the mouth of a cow is the Rishus HaNizak or the Rishus HaMazik. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good, number five. Which Daf do we know that dogs and goats are considered mu'adim with regard to jumping off roofs and the owner would have to pay Nezik Shalim for damage. That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good, number six. Which Daf do Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding how an animal becomes a mu'ad and reverts to being a tam. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good, number seven. Which Daf do the case of a dog that takes a biscuit on fire to a heap of grain? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good, number eight. Which Daf do the one who resides in an uninhabited house without the owner's knowledge has benefited the owner by keeping away demons? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good, number nine. Which Daf do the Rabbi Yochanan holds that one is chai for Eish as one's koach and mamon? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which Daf to discuss if one is chai for giving a cheresh, coal, or fire, which then damages? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.